and 12 gates, Jerusalem, on the foundations, the 12 names of the apostles. On the 12 gates, the 12 names of the tribes of Israel. What is the Lord saying? Have you got a headache yet about this? I've said it repeatedly, two ideas.
Of
life. That speaks of love.
See, the one thing are,
it speaks of union and
communion.
It speaks of togetherness.
讲到两个在一起,
and then, at the same time, the throne of God is there.
就是讲到神的宝座所在,
and God, the Lord God and the Lamb. Raised from there.
就说到父神与羔羊从这里执掌他的王权,
and the redeemed of the Lord.
那些被他救赎的人,
bond slaves,
这些神的奴仆,
they raised from there.
他们也与羔羊一起执掌王权.
Now the capital city is the place of central government.
这一个首都乃是说到一个中央的政府。
You therefore have two essential truths made well.
这里就看见在圣经中两个大的真理在这个地方而为。
This wife of the Lamb.
这里看到羔羊的妻,
this bride of Christ.
这个基督的心腹,
is someone who loves him
totally.是爱这位主全心全意的爱他。
He is not in love with Christianity.他不是与基督教的世界相爱。 He is in love with the
Lord.他乃是与这位主相爱。
He is not in love with the
church.他不是与教会相爱。
He is at the moment in love with the Lord.
在这里他乃是与他的主相爱,
he loves the truth,
他爱真理,
but her first love is the Lord,
但是他的第一个爱乃是主的自己,
and that is why the Lord said to a wonderful church,
他主立了他的教会,
I'm going to remove your lampstand out of its place,
我要把你的灯台从原处挪去,
because you have left your first love,
因为你离了你起初的爱,
what is first love,
什么是起初的爱?
Some people are natural first love is puppy love.
有些人就是形容说这是一个爱他的宠物。
You know when you were a teenager, you had that crush.
你在青少年的时候，你有一种初恋。
You understand? So we think that's the kind of love the Lord. No.
这是一个误解，是主在这里不是讲这些事。
First love is a quality of love.
这个词是讲到它的质量。
When you truly fall in love,
当你真正进入爱的里头,
you don't think about time.
你就忘记了时间,
you don't think about difficulties.
你也忘记了多困难,
you love that person so much.
你爱对方那么多,
you will travel over half the world to see.
你得绕整个世界,
you will not sit up all night to say.
如果要谈, 整夜都可以,
you will work hard.
你要为他拼命,
to get the bear.
要等等他,
you will do anything.
你要尽上你所有来得罪他。
You know it's taken me hours and hours and hours to get here.
你不会在对方面前说，哦，我找了这么多时间，多少多少的小时，好不容易来到这里。
That's not first love.
这是初恋。
You know I have gone through so much to be with you.
That's not God's desire.
That's an arranged marriage.
这是美国之言。
First love. You have left your first love.
所以我对这个教会说，你离弃了你起初的爱。
This bride is someone who is in such love with her Lord and Savior that she has laid down her life for him.
这个爱，这个情，乃是他为他的主舍弃了他自己的性命，来爱这位主。
That is the quality of this city of God.
这个就是一个描述，在这个神之城里头的那个品质。
And secondly,
第二个
is to reign.
乃是与他一同掌权。
How do we reign with Christ?
我们怎么样与基督同掌权？
You know what? It takes some education, some training, some discipline.
要达到这个地位，你必须要接受教育，接受训练，接受考核。
Have you been made alive together with Christ?
你有没有在基督里得到生命啊？
If you're saved,
你如果得救，你就已经得到了生命。
If you're alive,
如果你是一个，you
have eyes to see.
你有眼睛，你有手臂，你有脚可以走，可以跑。如果你是从神生的，但是你要与他同掌，注意，你要与他同住。
Raised together with Christ.
与基督同步,
that means you died.
你必须先要与他同死。
We're not talking about some future thing after you physically die. We're talking about now.
我这里讲的同死，不是讲的将来有一天你去死，不是的，我讲的今天现在。
You want to know what it is to be raised with Christ?
你如果真的要知道什么叫做与基督同步,
then it has to take place.
那必须先发生死在你身上，这是基督的死。当你死，基督的死。When you let go of yourself，也就是说你让自己完全的放弃自己，你就是那一个埋在死里的那个人。然后你能够与他同复活。你也与他同坐在天上。
I remember the story of my lost in Spa. What was a young man?
当我年轻的时候，我记得一个关于斯巴克利翁的故事。
Some 20 miles has meant a tremendous amount to Theodore Austin Sparks.
这个梅尔弟兄对斯巴克利翁有很大的一个影响力。
In many ways, Dr. Meyer, F.D. Meyer was a mentor, a teacher of Austin Sparks. Early days.
在斯巴克弟兄的早年，他接受安迪梅尔弟兄的带领。他当时斯巴克
as a young man had a problem.
当斯巴克弟兄年轻的时候有问题。And
he wanted to see Dr. Edmund.
他就去找梅尔弟兄。
And he made an appointment.
他就订了一个约会。
And when he got to Dr. Edmund's home,
当他到他家的时候，
the housekeeper showed him.
这个管家就把他带进你家看见。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的书房坐。请你在他的
fundamental peace, a wooden piece of wood, and in it engraved in gold two words,
他就在这书房里的墙上看到一块板上面有一个雕刻，用金字写的
look down，
两个字向下看 ，entity 不是 translate， 他就定住了，走着。向下看，应该是向上看才对啊。什么意思
？Look down，
向下看。
Are we to be proud？
是要骄傲吗
？Is it superior？
我们比别人棒吗？
不，
正，肯定不对。这到底是什么
？At that moment of empty markets，
就在他想的时候，梅尔先生进来了。
I need greeting to you，
他就问他好。
And then he spoke，I see。You are transfixed with my little motto.
然后梅尔先生说：“哎，我看见你就是一瞪着那两个字看。”
And that was not said. When something is looked up,
the smart people say, 这应该是人向上看吧。
Dr. Westby Mann said, it's all a question of position. So how many look up, look up. Seated with Christ, look down.
完全看你到底在哪里说这句话。你如果在地上，当然是。向上看，如果你跟他坐在天上，向下看
，look down，
向下看。
You're seated with Christ，
因为你与基督同坐在天上，那个时候你要向下看。
Now if you look at here, it's something rather amazing. In Genesis chapter 21，
注意看启示录二十一章
，and in verse 23，
二十三节
，The city has the need of the sun, and the moon to shine upon it。For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp thereof is the lamp.
那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣光光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
How wonderful is the word of God?
神的话何等稀奇
！Light, the glory of God.
一面看到光，一面看到神的荣耀。
The lamp is the lamp。
这个灯是这只羊羔。
The light is from the oil in the lamp。
这个光芒是从这个灯里面的油发出来的。
What is the lamp？
什么是那个灯台？
You've got the lamp.
你在这里看到有灯。
You've got the light.
你也有光。
What is the lampstand?
但是这里的灯台是什么
？The lampstand is the city.
这个灯台就是这个城。
So now you find that you have that seven-month lampstand.At the end of the book of Revelation, and you have it at the beginning of the book of Revelation.
所以在这里就同时看见这个七的金灯台，一面出现在启示录的开始，同时你现在来到启示录的结尾，又看见这个灯金灯台。
Now I don't know how many of you want to sleep. It's a marvelous thing up here because it's dark out there, and I have no idea. But Let me try to help you see something else. Now just wait. A lampstand.
我要帮助你们一起来看这个灯台这件事。
This amazing last book of the Bible.
这个圣经最奇妙的最后一本。
It begins with a vision of the risen glory of the Messiah.
这本书的开始是一个复活荣耀的基督。
In the midst of seven golden lampstands.
行走在七个金灯台中间。
We know that the seven golden lampstands are seven particular churches.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，这七个金灯台是七个教会。
Seven is always the number of perfection or fullness.
在圣经里，七是一个完整的数目。
At least in the Jewish thinking.
这是我们犹太人的想法。
Seven. This is the Church of God on earth in time in place.
这七个教会是在历史中在地上出现。
Whether we look at it as the whole history of the church from Pentecost to the coming of the Lord,
我们可以把它看成历史中从五旬节一直到第二次再来这一段教会的历史。
All the way you get it, as seven churches selected by the Spirit of God to represent the Church of God on earth in time in place.
或者我们能够看这七个教会同时存在，是在神众教会中选出来代表整体的教会。
Now the Lord speaks to each of these seven churches.
你看见耶稣在这里对一个一个教会亲自说话。
And there is something he says to each one.That is the same.
他对每一个教会说的话有他相同的部分。
To him that overcomes,
对那一些
得胜者。To him that overcomes,
得胜者。
To him that overcomes,
对得胜者。
Seven times,
七次。
Not to those who overcome,
不是对那一些得胜者。
To him who overcomes,
对每一个得胜者。
Within the fellowship.
在这个教会里头
，within all the problems of the assembly，
在这教会众多各式各样的困难中间
，we are to overcome，
神对每一个有一个要求，
这是 it is a personal matter，
这是一个对每一个个人的呼召
，it is a living powerful relationship to the head of the church。
这是讲到一个活的与元首之间个人的一个关系。
You hold fast the head.
你要抓住基督的
头发，
你就找到身体。
That's Colossians 2:19.
这是哥罗西书2:9.
You hold into his head.
你在这个身体里头长进到元首里。
From whom the whole body.
从他就能够看到。
That confession is all.
这是以弗所书四章。
To him that overcomes,
对每一个主得胜者。
Now listen,
听懂。
Here's the next thing.
There it is.
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
凡有耳可听的，应当听。
What the Spirit says.
圣灵对众教会所说的话。
Actually, it is the Lord speaking.
是主自己亲自说话。
But it is the Spirit who makes it real.
但是在这里，是借着圣灵，让神的话在我们生命中成为真实。
All overcoming begins with hearing the voice of the Spirit of God.
每一个得胜者，他的开始必须，从他耳朵开始听见圣灵向你所说的话。
Whatsoever he says, do it.
就是无论他说什么。照着去写
，and
耳朵
，oh, speak sometimes on the question of ears.
我可以用一篇道来讲耳朵的事。
When the leper was cleansed, blood on the ear, blood on the tongue, blood on the big toe.
就是圣经讲到一个大麻风的洁净的时候，他必须经过一个手续，那个血要抹在他的耳朵上，他的手指。拇指上，他的脚趾上
，all on the ear，
然后抹上油
，all on the tongue，
在你的耳
，all on the tongue，
在你的拇指上，在你的
耳朵里，
好的
，amazing，
奇妙
，first you say，
第一蒙恩了
，why did the Lord say first ear？
但是为什么提到耳朵是第一
？Are your hands involved？
不是我们的手很重要吗
？We do things without hands，
我们用我们的手
，God is someone says。Our feet are all important.
但有人说脚更重要。
You can't just do something with your feet. You've got to carry your hands.
你需要两个脚把你的手带到前面去啊。
But the Lord said, forget the feet.
主说，先别砍你的手。
Forget the hands.
也先不要砍你的手。
If I don't have your ear, I haven't got your hands nor your feet.
我没有得过你的耳朵，我就没有得过你的手，也没有得过你的脚。
You remember the bond slave?
注意那个古时候的奴仆
，If he wanted to stay with his master，
如果这个奴隶要跟这个主人永远在一起
，What did the master do？
这个主人要做什么事呢
？Took him to the gatepost，
还要把他带到城门口
，and pierced his ear，
在那个门口打了一个洞在他的耳朵上。
Surely hands does matter with service。
但是我们会想，一个仆人最重要的是他两只手啊
，Those have not two feet。 你在做主人，你要走来走去，用你的双脚。No, says the Lord. If I don't have your ear, I have no service. Sometimes my only sin is the boys at home, they put these things on their ears.
现在年轻人听那个音乐，把这东西摆在耳机上。
Sometimes they're singing to a tune.
然后一边听一边在摇。
Sometimes they're listening to a spiritual message. But the fact of the matter is, you can't hear my voice.
但是可惜你听不见主人的声音。
This is just like any believer.
今天很多基督徒就是这个样子。
They can study the Bible.
他们在读经。
Read wonderful messages and sermons.
读很好的主灵书。
And the Lord hasn't got that ear.
但是主没有得到他的耳朵。
If the Lord doesn't have your ears, He doesn't have your hands, and He doesn't have your feet.
如果主没有得到你的耳朵，他也没有得到你的手，也没有得到你的脚。
Well, you see, time is beating us.
时间，
Can't let you go yet. Please sleep a little longer, don't you?
你还在打针的话，请继续安息。
Don't you think that's an amazing vision? That Zechariah of God had.
刚刚我们读的撒加利亚的异象，是不是一个很奇妙的异象？
Two dragons, seven wolves left stand.
你看到有两个这个金灯台
，all of them,
都是金的。
It was the lampstand of the tabernacle.
这是那个在圣殿里的那个金灯台。
Two olive trees.
有两个枝子进到这个灯台，在这个枝子里，有这个金，有金子。
The Hebrew, I don't know what it says in Chinese, but in the Hebrew, it says. Gold, but they've translated it golden oil. It doesn't make any sense to the translator.
希伯来文讲到这里的时候，是那个枝子流出金色的油，这是翻译人翻译的，但是原文是流出金子，但是这个不合乎逻辑。
Now listen to this. The gold becomes fuel.
这里如果你照它原文的翻译的话，意思就是说，从这个葡萄树橄榄树流出来的金子，成为这个灯的燃料。Then
you say to me, "How do you feel?" Well, that's all very interesting, very interesting.
哦，很有意思。
But
what's
it mean? You got it here in Zechariah.
Oh, thanks to you, dear son.
Who will know many mountains?
How many men?
Upon the rubble, the builder.
在这个罗巴伯面前，这个你算什么？你要变成一个平原。
And he can show bring forth the top stone.
你要把这个房角房，这个头块石带。
With cries of grace, grace to me.
人要大声地欢呼地说，愿恩惠恩惠。
He can lay the foundation.
这位罗巴伯把根基立好。
His hands were ministry.
他有完成这个殿。
And then he speaks about a plummet line in the hands of Solomon.
然后说何况我手中拿了一个线砣，
我怎么样子？
什么叫做线砣呢？
被人给的。
那你不能叫人。我提出你的 premise 来，你这个线砣干嘛的？
而那个人
就是建房。
It's all to do with building.
这完全跟这个建筑房子有关。
The whole thing is a divine building program.
这个意象是讲到一个房子的建筑。
We could say an eternal building program.
讲的更准确一点，是一个永远的房子。
The temple in the Old Covenant was but a figure, a picture.
旧约的圣殿只不过是那一个永远的，是一个小影的影像。
And the Holy Spirit takes the lampstand to represent God's building.
这个圣灵用这个意象的金灯台来说出神建造这个工程。
Five years and the Lord.
对，神的家，百姓听着这个，好好的想。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, let all things be done under the building up.
保罗在哥林多前书四章说，愿我们都被建造。
Or again, it says in Ephesians 4, and the body will build up itself in love.
保罗又在以弗所书第四章说，他的身体建立自己。
You cannot be part of the bride or part of the city of God if you're not prepared for this building program of God.
你别想要有份于新耶路撒冷或者神的家的建造，你如果没有预备好被神用你来与其他的肢体建造在一起。
This building program is going to be completed by the grace of God.
这个整个神的建造是完全靠着神的恩典完成的。
And by the Spirit of God.
也是靠着圣灵完成的。
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord.
在这里神说，不是靠势力，不是依靠才能。还是靠着我的灵才成功的。
Are you being built?
你有没有被建造，被神建造在一起？
Is God producing in you the kind of material that this city of God, this wife of the Lamb, is made out of?
神有没有在你的生命中制造出那个圣城所需要的那三种材料，在你的生命中制造出来呢
？Gold，
金金。
It is the gold of His life and nature。
金金在圣经中乃是说出神生命的性情。
Precious stone，
宝石。
Treasures of God
是在暗中的宝物
，hidden riches of secret places
是在黑暗中隐藏的珍宝。
It is the excellences of the Lord Jesus
是预表基督的上
好 ，a pearl
珍珠。
I see it in Paul.A form in the flesh, a messenger of Satan.
保罗用这样的话说，他有一个撒旦的使者在他的肉身上做工。
Tony Blair, that wonderful old Christian minister of Christ, said, called it.The agony of entertainment.
有一位圣诞老妇人说，这是一个极大的痛苦。
Not just a little ball.
不是一个小小的痛苦。
But something like a stake that went by too.
好像一个 像刀一样刺入你的心脏。
That's right. Because home. home for this fall in the flesh as something so colossal, so terrible, so satanic that it was the end of his ministry.
保罗在肉身上这个刺是让他痛苦到一个地步，好像他觉得是撒旦对他要他的命。
We have no idea what it was.
他说那份解释是什么
？Someone made a suggestion.
有人建议这样说。
But the word of God says nothing.
但是圣经里面并没有表明。
All we know is that it was a bit of unpleasant grit that fell into the softest part of the planet.
我们知道真菌的产生是一个沙掉在。这个蚌壳最软的这个里面，这个肌肉的里面，是它痛苦而产生的珍珠。
And then one coat, two coats, three coats, and a hole.
每一次的刺激疼痛，它就分泌一层，又一层，又一层的分泌物，这样有一天就形成了。
And when Paul wrote that letter, that second letter to the Corinthians, he had asked the Lord three times to take it away.
保罗在哥林多后书里面透露，他为了这个痛苦，在神面前祷告三次，求神把它挪去。
Each time the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient."
每一次他祷告，神就对他说，我的恩典够你用。
For my power is made complete in your weakness. Gold, precious stone,
the sign of the world, 金金宝石
and many pieces of jade that are very beautiful have a fall.
你最注意看这些美丽的玉石，就是最珍贵的。你也会发现中间有一点瑕疵。
The genius of a master jadesmith was to know what to do with the fall.
那么一个聪明的老师傅看见这个有瑕疵的玉石，他就动脑筋，怎么样把这一个瑕疵变成他产品中的美点。
And he would not start work until he had got in his mind clearly what he would do with the fall.
他不会下手在这个玉石上做工，除非他想得很清楚，这个瑕疵我要把它放在我将来的成品上哪一个点最美。
Maybe some of you have seen this. A beautiful leaf like a lotus leaf.
可能你看过这样的一个雕刻品，好像一个很漂亮的玉石，刻成一个莲花
，pure white，
白玉 白玉
，and a little green frog，
上面做了一个青蛙
，that's the ball，
那个原来是一个瞎子
，he has made the ball。The focal point of that piece of art.
但是他这个老工匠却化腐朽为神奇。
Sometimes it is a flower.
有的时候是一朵花。
And the bees
或者一个蜜蜂
on the flower.
在这个花朵上
，the brown bee is the worm.
那个黄色的。小蜜蜂是原来这个玉石上的一个瑕疵。
He has made the form, the focal point of the whole masterpiece.
所以他就把那一个瑕疵的部分转变成整个这个作品的最美的一个点。
Sometimes people say to me, "Why did God persevere with fallen man?"
常常有人问我这个问题：神干嘛在我们这种材料上花这么大精神
？Why didn't He just
他简单就把我们什么都扔掉，就算了，出来一批。
and start again.
再来重新创造。
But God is like a monster chase.
但是不要忘记，我们的神就是这个玉匠老师傅。
The fall has come.
是，我们有下
坠。Sin has come.
我们被罪玷污。
And into our lives have come all kinds of things.
在我们生命中，我们被许多罪所捆绑。
And once He saves us,
但是他拯救了我们。
Then He works.
他就开始在我们身上做工了。
How can I make that silver into a work?
他怎么样把我们这样的罪人成为一个最高的艺术品
？Gold, precious stone, pearl.
还有什么？金金、
宝石、玉、珍珠。
How do you spend all this spirit work? 圣灵在我们上怎么做工
？Through relationships.
是他与我们有关系。
That impossible love.
这一位我们看起来无法理解的老板
，Those impossible employees，
或者我们无法认同的这个雇工
，That difficult trust，
那个要命的丈夫
，That difficult wife，
那个可怕的太太
，Those children，
那些要讨厌的孩子
，Those parents，
那些父母
，That are
那个伯母
，That uncle，
那个伯伯。
God uses all kinds of things.
神在我们的生命中用各式各样的人物
to produce the gold.
在我们身上要制造金金出来
transparent crystal.
要透明像水晶
to work on the precious stone.
神在我们这个宝石上做工
and make it into something of eternal and incredible. Glorious beauty.
神要把我们坐在用室里一个杰作美丽
特朗
一个珍珠
Begin
是那个门
All the intercourse
所有的进出
All the judgment
在那里所有的审判
In the gate
就在门口是珍珠门
Well, if it's not your husband or your wife or your relative, let me tell you, it will be the church.
如果神不是借着你的丈夫、你的妻子、你的亲戚，一定就是你的教会。
Always have brothers and sisters.
常常是把一些弟兄姊妹放在你的周围。
Some people think they can be crucified too easily.
有些人说我很容易付上十字架。
Oh, I'm a good conference.
我就去参加
conference. That's a good experience.
我去参加特会，有一个奇妙的经历。
I'm going to your conference. And put my hand on the cross.
天使会从天上下来，递一个钉子。
I'm just
a spiritual sacrifice. 我打了一针属灵的麻醉剂。
What do you do? My
son.他就把我的手钉在十字架上。
It never happens that way.
别梦想。
Your dearest and nearest are the ones who nail you to the cross.
这是你最亲爱的弟兄或姐妹，他钉第一个钉子在你身上。
Always.
经常 people say to me,
How can I be crucified?
常常有些人问我说：“哎呀，我怎么样能够被钉十字架？”
就是找管理的要求。
不用担心。
All you have to do is deny yourself.
我们唯一的责任就是否定你的自己。
Give up all life yourself.
把你所有的全部放下。
Take up your cross, be.
背上你的十字架。
And go to the place of execution.
到那里被人钉吧。
Others will execute.
别人会替你执行的。
The only way gold comes. And the only way precious stone is made into something of incredible beauty. Or the pearls become gates.
所有在我身上真空成为真理的成本。
今天晚上我想和收购。
Now you
can wake up those who do me.
开始练习来吧。
Shall we pray? 让我们来祷告。Lord, we need you by your Spirit to touch the eyes of our hearts.
主啊，我们何等盼望圣灵在我们每一个人的心眼上来开我们的眼睛。
Give us an understanding as we've never had it before of what your eternal purpose is.
让我们对你永远的旨意有一个更深、从来没有认识过的认识。
And how do we know you, Lord?
我们怎么被你带上这个关系
？Oh Lord, capture us.
主啊，帮助我们为着你的荣耀。
We pray that by your Spirit you will move in every one of our hearts.
我们真的求你借着圣灵，在今天晚上我们每一个心里面都感动的工作。
And we shall be careful, Lord, to give the glory to you.
我们要很小心的把荣耀归给你。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。